Well, between uncertainty about health care, President Trump's attempts to crack down on people in the country illegally, and his rhetoric about banning Muslims from the country, many people are worried about their future in the United States. Rebecca Plevin from member station KPCC found a health clinic in Los Angeles that seems to be a microcosm for many of those fears.
¿Y tiene aseguranza?
Receptionist Elizabeth Troncoso speaks mostly Spanish with the clientele of the UMA Clinic in Los Angeles. But she's written the traditional Arabic greeting on a yellow post-it stuck to her computer so she can greet Muslim patients.
Assalamu alaikum. And then if they say it to me and they greet me with that, I say alaikum salam.
A group of Muslim American doctors opened the clinic 20 years ago. They wanted to help the community after the Rodney King riots. Dr. Miriam Vega is the clinic's CEO, and she says President Trump's executive orders and rhetoric are stressful for everyone who walks through the clinic's doors.
We're kind of like a snow globe or a microcosm of what's occurring at the national level.
The clinic has Muslim patients, but most are Latino and African American. Arabic scripture decorates the walls. Dr. Yusuf Tershani is UMA's chief medical officer. He translates one phrase on a poster.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. It's something that's placed in rooms to welcome people, to say that this is a place where you'll be treated well.
That feeling of inclusiveness means a lot to Lourdes Flores Valdez. She cleans houses for a living. She says qualifying for Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, called Medi-Cal in California, helped her get her diabetes under control.
Yo vengo a mis citas constantemente.
When I didn't have Medi-Cal, it was worse. Now it's better, and I can spend more time with my family.
Then, as we talk about the health law, she suddenly starts talking about her husband, who's in the U.S. illegally.
If the president takes away my husband's job or he deports him, what will happen? How am I going to take care of my children?
About a third of the clinic's patients are in the country without permission. Dr. Tershani says some of them have stopped coming to the clinic.
They're worried that we may be a target and are concerned to even come get their health care because there may be a raid.
Tershani says some patients who are worried about losing their Medi-Cal are stockpiling medications, and there's a backlog of people waiting to see a therapist. Dr. Cesar Barba works at the clinic.
The worry is so deep for some patients that they feel it's almost like another medical problem because it contributes so much to their daily stress.
The anxiety extends to some of the UMA Clinic's doctors. 4 out of 9 are Muslim.
Ab like your abs, Dell like the computer, ramen like ramen noodles.
Dr. Sahar Abdul-Rahman is the daughter of Sudanese immigrants. She wears a hijab. She says Trump's travel ban hit her hard.
As a person who was born and raised in this country, I mean, from Madison, Wisconsin, the heartland, you know, of America, and then to think that people are looking at me and, you know, looking at me like, because you're Muslim, we don't consider you American, or because you're from here, you're not considered an American, is really, it's a hard thing to take because this is the only country I've known. This is my home. And to not feel like you're welcome here, it's hard.
Tershani, the chief medical officer, says his religion provides a guide for helping his doctors juggle their patient stress and their own.
There's actually a teaching in Islam, which is when God wants to reward someone, he puts them through a challenge. There's analogous sayings such as, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
The UMA Clinic had already been planning to expand its mental health services before the election. But now, Tershani says, the need is even greater than before. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Plevin.